You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours!
Johnny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that songs are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown hair. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother act, or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
Hello, everyone. You just were witness to a classic, classic April 17th Paul Simon prank here on Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kickstand Comedy. It's Friday morning. We're 11 minutes late. It's classic. It's what you're here for. After managing through some technical difficulties, we are hopefully on air here on X-Ray FM. You are listening, of course, to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. The radio is yours, and an off-microphone sneeze does indicate allergy season, so congratulations to all those who celebrate. I'm a little thrown off because we did have some technical difficulties, but we solved the problem. We had some detective work, and I say we because I know you're all saddened. It's not just me, Anthony, your host. I don't know if I said that already. I am joined in studio by someone else. And this is a very special someone to me. Very special someone to this Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kickstand Comedy radio community. You've been following our journey for years. Some say it's better than anything on the Bravo channel today, in a good way, not in a bad way. Because I think some of the stuff on the Bravo channels maybe not always viewed in like the most positive light. We'll get into that later, of course. I am joined by a wonderful co-host this morn, the wonderful, the lovely, the fiancéed, Kenzie Harris. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's right. The people were clamoring. The people were chomping at the bit. Say, get Kenzie on. You talk about her all the time. She seems amazing. She seems lovely. And I said, I agree. And now she's here.
She said, I don't have another person to go on the radio show. Will you go on with me?
That's not what I said verbatim.
I will say, I think your other intro was slightly better.
I know. But well, I was thrown off.
Take, I know.
I was thrown off by our technical difficulties. I had to do some... I had to push some buttons, let's just say that. And I think we're good now. And if you do, you know, if you want to ask us for our Venmo so you can send us money, or whatever you want. Also, if I going on xray.fm, or yeah, xray.fm, there is the spring drive happening right now. So if you do want to, if you're feeling heavy in those pockets, as we all are, obviously, now, there's the 2026 spring drive is happening April 10th to 24th. You can support xray.fm by going on there, by becoming a member and going on their website. We are apparently 26% of the way to the goal, so help us get there. And by us, I mean X-Ray. So that's a little plug for that. I think I'm obeying all the signs around me. And if you do ever want to text in and chat, 971-220-KXRY. That is 971-220-5979. How's it going?
It's good.
How's it
texting
going?
Texting all of our friends.
Okay, humble brag. We do have friends in the stew.
I did text everyone I know, telling them I would be on a radio show
right
tomorrow.
Yeah, this is archived everywhere. Oh, streaming on. Oh, it doesn't say archived. Oh, it does. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm.
We gotta find this archive someday.
I gotta figure out how to do it. I don't know how to
archive. We have to either have to find it or we have to bury it, depending on how this goes.
Whoa. Much like the time capsule of the show that we recently watched.
That's true.
Called Jury Duty. Wonderful show. Highly recommend it to folks out there if they have not seen it. Jury Duty. Fantastic. Very funny show. There's two seasons, one of which is actually Jury Duty. But they, like, get someone to believe that it's a real trial, and then hilarity ensues, which is great. So that everybody else is in on the bit except for the one person, who they call the hero.
Yeah.
Which I do like. They call it, behind their code word is the hero.
Hero, yeah.
Which
like
is
the
nice.
Hero has entered the building.
The hero has entered the building. Yeah. Which is adorable. And truly, there's two seasons. One is, like I said, the jury duty. The other is, like, a company retreat. And they went all in. They, like, made a company. They made... It was a hot sauce. They made a product. They actually made a hot sauce. Like, they made a website. Made a... Instagram. Made a presence in the world for this. And at that point, you might as well just start the company, I suppose. But it's great. And the people that they get for the show genuinely are pretty... They're good people.
Yeah. No, they are. The people who are the
heroes.
Quote unquote heroes. Oh yeah,
whoa,
they're like
wow.
The
quote
best
unquote.
Of us.
Okay, so they are.
Well,
heroes.
You know, the not the actors, I suppose.
Well, the actors are pretty good.
They
there's
are
tears
like
at the end.
Best people
why
in
I,
the world.
Why am I crying at the end?
Yeah,
of
it's
a,
also true.
Of
yeah,
a also goofy. It's just like the next iteration of Punk'd, really. But
yeah,
in a,
but in
but
a
in
really
a good
nice
way.
Whole wholesome
way.
Like kind-hearted way.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Speaking of. Stuff that we've been watching. We're just going to talk in inside jokes this whole time. It'll be great for the listeners. We've been watching a lot of documentaries recently.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about documentaries?
I love documentaries. I think that they offer an interesting view into something I like. It depends on the style, depends on the documentarian.
Whoa.
I just learned what a documentarian was. So, and I learned that Louis Theroux is one. So
Louis Theroux. It's Louis Theroux's mate.
Yeah, that's crazy, they say that name.
If you haven't seen the Louis Theroux's Manosphere documentary on Netflix.
Real good.
It's wild.
I wished it was 17 hours.
People suck. But he doesn't. But a lot of, there are people out there that do suck.
Also, it was just so funny and entertaining,
yeah.
And I was, like, laughing, and I was pausing and rewinding. I was like, whoa, oh, look at their face, look at their
face.
Yeah,
the best thing is, you almost have to watch it twice, and I said this, but I'll say it again for the airwaves. You have to watch it once to, like, try and absorb the actual content, which is insane. It's all these toxic, insecure men that somehow got a following. My brain fried right now. You gotta watch it once. Here we go. Gotta watch it once.
I just tuned out. Sorry, I'm tuning back in. I realize this is a joint effort, so
you
I'm
can't,
not on a Zoom meeting at work. Okay.
Yeah, you can't
sorry,
just.
I'm here with you.
Yeah. Got to watch your voice for the cut. This is going to be a high-quality program today. Everyone's going to love it. Once for the content, and then once to look at everybody else's, especially because he interviews a lot of the like wives and girlfriends of these awful people, and the mom, one mom, and...
Wait, okay, also, I have a side thing after that. No, keep going.
Oh, no. What's
your
side
thing? No, it's a completely different subject.
Love it. So, yeah, go watch it. It's funny. The people, they're just so insecure, and it's both funny and sad to see them collapse, because I'm like, oh, if you just maybe talk to a therapist, you could maybe help yourself a lot, but also you suck as a human, and it's funny to see you crash and burn for your terrible views. Also, there's a wild twist. I'm not going to go into it now, but there is a wild twist like halfway, three quarters of the way through that kind of comes out of nowhere, but... somehow makes a lot of sense for these awful people, but it was out of nowhere. It was
crazy.
You're
trying to read your mind, remember? No,
we'll
what
talk about it.
I'm
not going to go into it.
The twist, but
what was your other thought?
Oh, okay. Wait, before we move on from documentaries, I've also into the like fundamentalist Christian / FLDS like fundamentalist Mormon documentaries.
A lot of those out there.
Often pretty dark.
Not a happy.
About a lot of abuse. Yeah. So not, you know, not like
it's quality,
uplifting.
Happy early morning radio show content is
but
really what it is.
Just wild to see and hear like the way people live and what they believe in. And not like, I don't know, we're not going to talk religion here on a Friday morning at 7:21 a.m.
What was it? We talked about this in the briefing on the car ride over.
It's just so interesting that they, I don't know, like I love the behind the scenes of like, this is a life I've never seen into. I was never raised around.
Some of these people have never even played Candy Crush. Let that sink in.
But they have phones.
But they don't even have Candy Crush, I bet.
Okay, that's my question. Wait, so.
They're not
Amish. That's why I get
they're
confused.
Not.
Yeah. They're
closer than like we are.
Yeah,
but
they just have like traditional clothing and hair and like food. Also, do you think their food is any good? I can see it going two ways. It's either really good because it's all homemade.
I don't know.
Or
I did
it's
have
like
a
lame and or not lame, but it just like doesn't have much seasoning. You know.
I did have a mediocre bow in the Salt Lake City airport, so
that's not really the same thing.
Well, some people would say chime in if a mediocre bow at the Salt Lake City airport is the same as traditional Amish cuisine. 971-220-5979.
You know what I'm thinking about?
I'm trying not
to get too meta, but I'm like thinking about what our tens of listeners are thinking of me. The curtain has been revealed.
This is a glimpse into our lives.
Into our rapport.
This is a good I gave you an assignment before this show, which you did.
I was doing it last
very
night
studious.
While you were reading.
While I was escaping into a medieval fantasy world, you were doing it very studious. No, I don't mean to brag. You know, you're a master's degree holding individual, higher education, and that's impressive.
Oh, stop.
So what is your... Okay, you have this list of topics. The assignment that I gave her is, hey, let's get some lists of things to talk about during these wonderful 2 hours that we get to spend together, in addition to all the other hours of the day that we spend together. Oh, here we are.
Okay, so my first one is... And for the listeners, he advised me to write down... Or no, I'm sorry. We talked about a couple topics, and I was wanting to talk through them, and he was like, no, let's not, so that
can't
it's
burn
fresh
the content.
For tomorrow.
Can't
so
burn the content.
Just want to let you know how this goes behind the scenes.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Hobbies that you can have now as an adult that you maybe didn't have or didn't have access to when you were young, but you can now because you're either an adult with adult money or you have like more time, you have more agency.
Yes, being an adult, notably the time in your life when you have... more free time.
You
classic.
Have more agency classic. With your time. You can drive yourself around, you know.
Maybe.
You create your own schedule for some part of that.
Wow, we have very different views of adulthood.
We're dinks. We have no kids. People with children would say you can do whatever the
we
heck
have,
you want. And
we
I know
have
I'm not supposed
a
to curse
child.
On here, so I'm going to try really hard not to.
Yeah, that is against the rules.
So hobbies you can.
Also, we have a son. How dare you?
Oh.
We do have a dog.
Who we sometimes... No, we don't forget about him.
We never forget about him. Text in if you have pets. Text in your pets. We want to talk about them.
Also text in to say hello.
971-220-5979. Tell us about your pets. Does anyone other have a cool or unique pets? Love a unique pet. Like a bearded dragon. I feel like bearded dragons I see are very cool. They're always just like hanging out, doing push-ups, just getting ripped, getting shredded. There's most shredded lizards, bearded dragons, from what I've heard.
Scientifically, I've heard that.
So, if you have any cool pets, or if you have a snake, why do you have a snake? I just want to know. If anyone out there has a snake, I'm just curious why someone would own a snake. Or a spider, like a tarantula. Because those, to me, and this is my narrow view of pets. You get something you can pet, something you can hang out with. I'm not saying you can't hang out with your tarantula, but...
Some people like to just be in the same room as another being, and they don't need to be touching them and petting them and
stuff. That's strange. I want something that's so anxious that it has stomach problems when I leave the room.
yeah, you wouldn't
hobbies. Have that. Hobbies. So you have recently procured a new hobby, which is what spurred this conversation, or this topic.
Yeah.
What is your new hobby?
I've been taking ice skating lessons at the Lloyd Center Ice Rink.
Lloyd Center, who confirmed its last day is August 8th, I believe.
Wait, they actually did confirm
that?
That's
what I saw on Instagram, and as we all know, it's the prime news source.
I don't have an Instagram.
We get it.
I have one, I just don't. I'm not on it.
Oh, wait, you haven't fully deleted it, but it's deactivated.
I've been taking ice skating lessons. And as like obviously like a lot of other folks, because ice skating lessons were packed this season, I did it because I watched people do it on the Olympics and I thought that looks really fun. Looked it up online, found a place, bought a
class pass.
And then drove myself to it and went, and I was like, wow, I really am an adult that has agency and I can just like do something that I want to do that sounds fun.
Yeah, which is glorious to realize that. And also it was only half an hour.
That's fair.
It was a weird amount of time for a class. It was like 6:15 to 6:45 on Mondays.
Okay. Don't like tell people where I am.
Well, you're not there anymore. But it was wonderful. I did watch. I could only make one class, but it was wonderful. And
but
you learned
so
a lot.
It was so fun, and I learned a lot. And
met some cool people.
Yeah.
Hobby friends.
Yeah, I met some friends. We created a little group chat.
We love a group chat coming out of a hobby.
They were definitely in their young 20s, and I like to think that they think of me as their, like, cool older friend.
You're kind of cool aunt.
Yeah. Well, maybe we don't have to say. But no, it was really fun. So I want to know if the listeners would like to text in and
does anyone have any cool hobbies?
Yeah.
Any hobbies that they've picked up
in adulthood?
There it is. That's exactly my question. Cause it is different. Cause there's something you got to overcome with an adulthood hobby. Cause you have all the anxieties and the fears of like living in society for a certain amount of time. So 971-220-5979. Tell us your new hobbies. Love a good hobby chat, because it
is
fun.
I have resisted pickleball for so long.
Powerfully resisted. It's been impressive.
But my sister, shouts out Kira Harris, who is a rep for Grains of Wrath beer,
sure,
located in Camas, Washington, she had an event at People's Court on 82nd, and it was like a beer tasting and pizza tasting event, and I went, and in the background, I see a bunch of people playing pickleball. They also have outdoor pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until I was like, where are all these sweaty people coming from? Mm-hmm. This dark,
outside.
Heavy metal door. And then I went outside.
Boom.
And I was like, wait, this is like tennis, but
smaller,
easier
but
and smaller.
Wow, easier.
Well,
I think the pickleball community is up in arms right now. If you're a member of the pickleball community, 971-220-5979. Really pushing the text line today.
Yeah, hey, nobody's texting it.
People are texting. They're thinking about it. Save it in your phone. Just text whenever you want. Everybody will always respond. But yeah, it's you have, because you never even played it.
True, yeah.
Which is impressive. And like, I, not I even like, oh, let me just dink around.
Yeah, I think I resisted it because of the millennial, like, the negative connotation. Like, every millennial plays pickleball. And then now I'm kind of like, yeah, and? What's
the fastest growing sport in America?
What's the problem? It's fun. It looks fun. Yeah. I've never done it. It looks fun. It looks easy. Everyone was laughing. They had a smile on their face while they were doing it.
That's true.
I mean, again, I say easy. I mean, like, not intimidating.
Well,
you did some
tennis back in your day. So yeah. You're a racket sport.
It's kind of like tennis and ping pong a little bit. Also, you know, dink it around. I'm learning. I think I like hobbies that have some active movement because I tried like knitting. Sewing, I kind of liked for a little bit. I got a little too into it too fast. And
you
did
really,
out real
you
fast.
Did really go into it. We've had some phenomenal.
Not super into knitting.
Sewers.
Into
sewers? What's the plural?
Sewist.
Sewist?
Oh.
Sewers. Similar. We've had some phenomenal sewers on the show.
Yep.
Some ghosts. We had some sewing ghosts on the show in addition to.
I think I listened to that one, yeah.
Julie and Courtney, who.
What about you? Do you have any hobbies that you've picked up as an adult?
No.
Yes, you absolutely do.
I get off work, which I am fully committed to for 8 hours a day, as our good capitalist lord intended.
It's okay. Your job isn't listening.
And then I sit in the dark thinking about it and hoping that I can clock in early. But not clock in early, but just do work without clocking in so I can do work but not get paid just for for the shareholders. And that's really what I just do
and
it for the shareholders.
That you've picked up
is shareholder
in
value.
Your adulthood.
Yep. Is creating shareholder value. And I really suggest that everybody try creating a little shareholder value in their life because the fulfillment that it brings is really second to none. I mean, I've never had a feeling like it in my many years on this earth. I think maybe at like, you know, sinking a basket in a basketball game and my mom and dad are in the audience cheering it on, you know, maybe that's close, but not really a close second to creating shareholder value.
Let me ask you this.
Right.
Have I sat in a plastic, somewhat broken, Adirondack chair in our front yard with a little snacky and a little drinky in the sunshine, our lovely, wonderful dog child dog beneath child. Your feet. Uh-huh. Does that come close to creating shareholder value?
Relatively close, but honestly, if I could, you know, there's just nothing that quite, those are different feelings, you know? Because there's such a fulfillment of creating, you know, like a truly whole body. You're filled up when that shareholder value
is created.
Okay.
Let me paint another picture for you. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the middle of winter.
Cold.
You're on a snowy mountain. You're not cold actually because you're warm. You're bundled up.
How are the shareholders?
Don't think about the shareholders.
I can't.
You're bundled up in all of your warm ski gear. You're with your friends.
You are they shareholders?
And I'm gonna mess you up, Anthony.
Whoa. Threatening violence.
You got snackies and drinkies in your pockets, and then you get off that ski lift. I say this, and we're not even really skiers, but I get off the ski lift. You get off the ski lift.
Right.
And
why are you? Oh.
I'm also trying not to read that screen because I see what it says.
Nice. We'll get to it.
You take your first, like, rip down that mountain.
Just
feel free. You got wind in your face.
Shredding the pow.
You got a smile plastered on your face. Now, is that better than stakeholder value? Shareholder value.
Maybe I get a call in the middle of the run. I'm still shredding, but I do a business deal from the mountain.
Okay, last scenario.
Okay, I think that would be the... If I could...
Last scenario.
If I could listen to a quarterly earnings report.
I have a memory that I feel like if you disrespect this memory, then...
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
It's summer.
Okay.
You're on a boat. You're on your friend's boat. You don't even own the boat, so you don't even have to take care of the boat.
That is really nice. Being on a boat that you don't have to maintain.
There might be some extracurricular things that have happened before getting on this boat.
Maybe
in the way that makes you're feeling light.
High fives happy. Happening. Some handshakes after value creation. Yeah.
And you it's your turn. You know, to go out. Oh, it's sunny.
Right. Of course.
You go out. It's your turn to go out on the three-person inner tube. You go out with your best buddies.
Ooh.
Your mates. You got.
Tubing with
some
my
reason,
mates.
Beers in your hand because right. someone thought that was a good idea.
Right.
And the boat kicks in.
Engine revs.
Yeah.
It doesn't break down
Start
or smoke
fast.
In anything.
You're laughing the hardest I've ever
Ooh,
heard you laugh.
Wow, that is true. That one might.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we got there. That was a truly glorious day.
That was so fun.
Boating.
Anyway.
Boating with knowing someone who owns a boat. Is truly one of the greatest blessings in life. If I could know a shareholder that owns a boat, that'd be huge.
All right, what's that first?
We got a text in all the way from the exotic land of San Francisco. Oh, Mallory, thank you for texting in, listening from San Francisco. She said she's a big time fan. She wants to say that she loves the guest today. Big fan. She says, I can't see her, but she sounds beautiful and cool.
Aww. Wow, honored.
Mallory has recently moved to San Francisco, and on top of moving to the most expensive place, she's also taken up Magic the Gathering to
mm-hmm.
further deplete
mm-hmm.
her account, which is mm-hmm. a phenomenal hobby to take up.
Which she holds in common with you. First of all, thank you, Mallory, for texting in. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Longtime friend, longtime caller, too. Mallory will text in every once in a while.
I've actually known Mallory longer than you.
Yeah, way longer.
Way longer, actually.
To be fair, I've known Mallory almost a decade.
Dang, that's wild.
Which is
crazy.
Well,
got to beat by like two decades.
Two decades. It's true. So. It's true. Yeah, I mean, if you're an adult with any sort of liquidity, Magic the Gathering is a great hobby to get into.
Oh, God.
I mean, this
with a decent amount of liquidity.
This is now turning in. Text in 971-220-5979. If you're in the Portland area and want to form a commander pod, I am...
Oh, he really wants to.
Really
Please,
wanting. I just want
him.
Three people to play Magic with. Please.
I will say his personal phone number.
Please do
if
not.
Someone texts him
Please
about
do not.
Playing Magic the Gathering with him.
It's a lovely hobby.
He's
there
asked me
are...
16 times, and I still don't want to.
It's true.
It's your thing, you know?
It's okay, and that's okay.
It looks and sounds really complicated.
It is complicated.
Yeah.
But in a fun way.
Mm.
Because there's,
I don't wanna, like,
there's dragons and there's dragons
a game.
and scaly creatures and magic and fluffy creatures.
Hey,
and
I already played D&D with you.
That's
I
true.
Think that's as far
we
as
actually
it goes.
Yesterday we played some Dungeons and Dragons. For those of you that aren't familiar with the abbreviation, can you describe? One of our lovely friends has created a wonderful world which we get to exist in, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. Do you want to describe your character to the world?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, please do.
So he's a Triton, which,
mm-hmm.
for those of you unfamiliar,
mm-hmm. thank you.
I don't think he even really falls into the classic category of Triton for what I looked up online.
Taking some liberties.
But he's a giant squid person,
mm-hmm.
Humanoid, has squid tentacles for around his chin, kind of
like a beard.
Yeah, kind of like a beard. He's got a big. He's a pirate. He's got a big
mm-hmm.
pirate hat on.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of that, and his name.
Drum roll, please.
Is Javy Dones.
Javy Dones, you're in Javy Dones' locker. So. Yeah, JV Jones.
That is my character's name. I did come up with it on my own, and
yep.
he
completely
does look
original.
Like Davy Jones.
Yep.
So,
unrelated though.
Yeah.
I mean, just a happenstance, maybe.
Yeah.
But that is wonderful.
Yeah, it was
that
very
is wonderful.
Fun. It's fun to play him. I really think we should watch Pirates of the Caribbean again.
We have not done that. I think we. That's
yeah,
fair.
I think it would really help my character development.
I think that's huge because you got to understand the source material. Again, not that you. Copied Davy
no,
Jones in any
but just
way.
Just for inspiration.
Just for inspiration. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thought of this completely on my own.
Yeah.
And your
We got a because it's the second one that Davy Jones comes into play, right? The second one.
Davy Jones Locker, isn't that what it's called?
Davy Jones. Javy Jones.
I've never known if it's Locker or Locket.
I think it's Locker. Text in at
971-220-5979
if you know if it's, I think it's Davy Jones Locker.
Locker, and then it's like, you said Locker is like, what is that?
Oh, I don't know.
No, we literally had this conversation, and I was like, what does it mean, his locker? And you're like, I think it's like a metaphor, but also they actually have like a tiny locker, like a tiny like little box where his heart is kept.
They
the
do
movie.
Literally have
like
a locker.
Like a locker. Yeah. But I think...
Yeah. Anyway. I wish it was like a middle school locker. I remember when I was in middle school, we were sixth grade, and we were the only hall in the school to get lockers as sixth graders, which was very cool.
Oh, yeah. Lockers were dope in middle school. I remember that being like one of the coolest parts of middle school. Yeah. And we luckily had the lockers that had the little like the little openings, the little vents in them so you could slip notes in.
Ooh.
But then when we moved to eighth grade, they, or I think seventh and the eighth grade, they replaced them with like new lockers, and they were super ugly, and they were like beige, and they didn't have any of those little vents, so we just had to pass each other them in real life, like in person.
So the lockers had no vents at all?
Yeah, no, they were just like,
I think that's dangerous to have a fully enclosed thing near middle school. Who knows what new life forms grew on food left in there, or just
they never did locker searches. I don't think I ever had that happen. I went to Catholic school. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah,
not by choice.
Kind of a
but,
K-12
just
situation.
Just kidding. Love you, Mom. She's definitely listening. She's texting me.
So. Aww.
Hey, Mom.
Hi,
and
Kelly.
Dad.
To have a... You need the vents, I think. I think I left my lunchbox in there for like a weird amount of time. I
believe that. 100%.
And one
that.
Time, I remember I brought my lunch to school. Don't mean to brag, packed my own lunch in high school, senior year, it's not a big deal. No one's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. And I didn't realize that I had a locker partner. They didn't, like, tell us.
A locker partner is crazy.
Yeah, so we had the big, tall ones. And so I put my...
What?
Like, I got to school, put my lunch in, and full on, I don't know if it was... It might have just been, like, an old plastic grocery bag with, like, an ice pack or something in there. And I went through a big yogurt-covered pretzel phase.
Also checks out.
Because my parents would get the mat. They would just clear out Winco and of all the yogurt-covered pretzels. And then most of the time I'd give them to my friend Michael. And so he ate a lot of my yogurt-covered pretzels. Shuts out Michael.
I love that.
And so I put it in a locker. I'm like, cool, this is my locker. I was able to get in. Don't know if I could get in a locker now, because there's a you got to
go
forward,
right,
and then back,
left,
and then
over,
I don't
the
know
number,
if I don't interact with enough
it.
Lockers
yeah,
in my normal day to day.
It's like cursive. When I approach that again, I'm like, in a past life, I knew how to do this.
Yes. Come back for lunch. Gone.
Your pretzels were gone?
Everything was gone. And
everything?
Everything.
Like
my whole well, no, I think I didn't have any books. I can't read. And so that's when I found out I had a locker partner. So I went and tracked them down, did some detective work. They had thrown it away because
you asked the school and they were like, yeah, you have a locker partner. You've had one all year.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I don't know. And then I tracked them down. I think I pulled them out of class because I was like, hey,
you
track
them
down.
Question. You just asked the office who is your locker partner.
Yeah.
And
tracking
said,
them down sounds
person,
way
in this class
cooler.
Right now.
It's a bit of detective work. I didn't say it was difficult detective work.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But it was detective work nonetheless. Maybe an entry level Holmesian position. Pulled them out and they said, oh, I threw everything away because I thought it had been left there for like the whole summer.
Throwing food away is crazy work.
So I was
Even
very
if it
sad.
Wasn't mine, I think I would have just left it there.
I would have been alarmed. I get why they did it. I do understand.
Yogurt covered pretzels, those don't go bad.
I think they do still go bad.
I was raised in a house where nothing goes bad until there's physically mold on it, and then you could probably still salvage it.
No, and that's why we're doing some learning and some unlearning.
Oh, I had another thought. Okay, so I got really excited when you said lockers, because we then said locker notes,
yeah,
and then
yeah, yeah.
locker, like passing notes was a huge part of my middle school experience.
Really?
Huge.
Really?
Mallory can attest to this. Thanks. Shouts out Mallory for listening. Mallory also had really good handwriting, and she knew how to do these like little drawings of people, and she always did the same like nose and mouth. I still to this day can think of it.
Wow, legendary.
And how she could probably still do it too, but anyway, we would pass notes back and forth, and it was literally like, it was so fun, but it was also, I would love to read those notes now to be like, what the heck were we talking about?
Yes.
Because we were constantly around each other. What could we be writing in down on a piece of paper, on a piece of notebook paper,
and
it was signing it? And then wrapping it up in a specialty way where we folded it, because it had a little thing that tucked in the side.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had to teach you how to fold notes.
Mm-hmm.
Those were super cool. And then we passed them. We were seventh graders. We passed them with the eighth graders. And then we kind of like started to become their friends. But they were like kind of like the pretty girls and like the mean girls a little bit.
Yeah.
And so like I think about that now. And
of this 200 person total middle school
That's
middle school
a
experience.
Stretch. It was about 90 people. There was 30 people in each class. 200. Yeah. That's cute.
I mean, I don't know.
I had 600 in my whole high school.
It's a good congregate. I had 1,800.
Yeah, that's, well, the math checks out why you thought it was 200, but.
Yeah, it's about, yeah.
Anyway, notes were really awesome.
Yeah.
I loved passing them. I still like receiving them. If anyone wants to give me a handwritten note anytime soon, that'd be great.
Yeah, if you ever see.
Wait. Can I do one more? Sorry. Mallory actually sent me a postcard recently,
and I
didn't text her and thank you, so thank you.
Wow. You didn't even send a postcard back?
But the I didn't. But the notes thing reminded me. You mentioned something yesterday. You know that 2026 is the new 2016.
Well, you mentioned that.
Right. Well, sorry.
I was confused. I was confused by the statement.
I mentioned it, and you didn't know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm,
also, try not to hit yourself in the face with the microphone. And I'm not saying I was a sixth grader in 2016.
You were not a
sixth
grader.
This union would not be
much not a. I don't even know.
12-year-old 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But,
nope.
But it just kind of makes me think of like. 2016, you know, stuff's coming back. Times were simpler. Barack Obama was in office.
Well, that's the kind of a transition period.
Yeah, but he was in office most of the year.
Unfortunately.
People are saying that 2026 is the new 2016. Clothes, low-rise jeans were...
I don't think we need low-rise jeans back.
Hey, don't knock until you've tried it.
I'm not going to try low-rise
They're
jeans.
They're actually much more comfortable than high-rise, in my opinion.
Interesting.
For many reasons that I won't go into here.
If you have any thoughts on low-rise jeans, you can text in.
The makeup trends, they're coming back.
Right.
I literally Googled it, and, you know, why are, other than what I'm seeing on TikTok, why is 2026 the new 2016? And I think it's just the internet
was
there
some
simpler.
Research papers? There's a lot of literature on that? A lot of scientific studies on why that's the case.
Yeah, because pop culture movements are often studied in white papers.
I mean, I asked Claude, and they said that it was...
Who's Claude?
It's AI.
Oh, it's like an AI thing?
Yeah.
It's my friend, my AI friend.
But, yeah, it was a simpler time, you know?
I suppose it was. I don't really...
On the internet, at least.
I mean, there wasn't
Tumblr
as much
culture.
Stuff. Was Tumblr 2016?
I think so, yeah.
That's
Tumblr's
wild.
Been alive.
That's wild.
People are just, it's just resurfacing, but people have been on Tumblr.
That's impressive.
My friend Danielle, she'd been on Tumblr since she was in sixth grade, speaking of sixth graders.
That's wild. Which was not 2016, just want to state that factually. The ages are not, they match up. They're better than that. And of course, you're listening to X-Ray FM here at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio is yours. You are kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. And it's a 7 o'clock hour approaching 7:50. Hope your traffic isn't too bad. We're getting a report from traffic. It's bad. Okay, I'm sorry. Hopefully this radio show will help ease the pain of the gridlock. We're going to take a short musical break, and then we will be back with more exhilarating conversation about how some years are other years. and hobbies you should pick up as adults. We will be right back.
They got it.
She smoked 100s when I met her. She tried to quit before she left me. I'm not so sure if that's important. Free association gets me dizzy. They ask what's the reason for your appointment. I try to come up with something vague. She asks if I'm going to the party. I tell her I'm going to the party. It's so hot by noon I just get queasy. It's so hot by two I stay inside. I try to put down a cup of coffee. He asks how much I'm drinking and I lie. But doctors are always trying to tell you some torturous way to live your life. It's not like they know everything ever. Hey man, I went to college too. Thank you.
up your time.
Kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. I'm your host, Anthony, the type of guy that gets nervous when he's counting down because he's going to think he's forgetting the next number. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host for the morning, the blonde bombshell herself.
Oh, whoa. Hey-o.
Mackenzie Harris.
Thank you, thank you. It's a joy.
Aww.
This is fun.
Text us in a collective sigh, 971-220-5979, because of how adorable we are. Yeah, you're listening to X-Ray FM, kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. We're with you